Forgiveness is hard. It is extremely hard, because when someone who have done wrong to us, especially if it's intentionally, and if that person have ill will, it's so hard to find the motivation as well as the desire to simply forgive. But we ourselves have perhaps somewhat experienced the hatred that will kill us, because hatred often leads us to despair, and it often create hell not only for the person who have wronged us, but it's often hurt us, it's often destroyed us, and it's often locked us in our own self-created hell. My brothers and sisters, forgiveness is hard, because we cannot do it alone. As we have heard from the book of Sirach today, the first line of the first reading, what did it say? Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinners hug them tight. We have all sinned, even intentionally or unintentionally. It's so hard for us to truly love. And even with our good intention, we still fall to truly love one another. So that's why forgiveness has to be an integral part of our life of faith as our identity as believers, or else we will be consumed by wrath and anger, and those hatred, those hateful things will literally choke us alive. And that's why the book of Sirach tells us the wisdom that need to be found. What did it say? Forgive your neighbor injustice, so that when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. How did that sound? That sound like the Our Father that we say at every rosary, we say at every mass, we say every day. Forgive us our own trespasses, that we have forgiven those who trespass against us. My brothers and sisters, forgiveness is so crucial and important, especially as we have heard in the gospel reading today. When St. Peter asked the Lord, how often must I forgive if my brother sins against me? And the Lord is inviting him, as well as inviting us, to reach the perfection of forgiveness. Sometimes I think that we often mistaken that forgiveness mean that everything going to be okay. Somehow everything is going to be rosy, everything going to be perfect, everything going to go back to normal. No, in reality, forgiveness really would not change the relationship. But forgiveness allowed us to let go of the shadow of hatred and what we have built as a prejudgment or a judgment of other people, and simply let them go. My brothers and sisters, I know that I myself struggle with forgiveness, especially with those who have hurt me tremendously. But yet, I have found myself in the past, when I hold on to the wrong things that they have done against me, I was miserable. My life was filled with so much negativity. At times I couldn't sleep, at times I couldn't pray, at times I couldn't even be my own self, because that hatred really destroyed me deep from within. And then my own spiritual director, at the time when I was struggling the most with forgiveness, he simply told me, "Koi, most of us do things out of good intention, but most of us are very weak, so that the devil often play with our emotion, our sentiment, with what we have, and turn us against one another. So therefore, love your brother, love your sister in their own weaknesses, and pray for them." So I'm inviting you today to really contemplate and see who are the people that the Lord is inviting me to forgive. Who are the people that I really need to let go? Who are the people that I need to intercede? Who are the people that I know that I need to learn how to love? our society talk much about love. It used love like a propaganda, like a commercialized word, like something to be exchanged, something to be given, something that sounds rosy and nice. But none of us have really practiced love here in our very own lives, our own society, because we see the result of that hatred. We see the result of that vengeance. When we see an injustice being done, we ourselves have returned back that injustice with more hatred. Huh? You know what? The law of gravitational pull, or the law of gravity, according to Sir Isaac Newton, is that we are being attracted or dispelled in the same force at the object that are that is right in front of us. So oftentimes too, we often give the same force of hatred, the same force of vengeance, the same force of negativity, the same force of what being dealt to us to others. And we ourselves have not practiced forgiveness. And I can attest this to you, that in my own Vietnamese culture, their forgiveness is a hard thing, and perhaps for the American culture too, because we as Christians especially say much prayer, but many of us hold on to hatred like we are drinking to our own poison, and that hatred or that displease of others really destroy us deep from within. We really haven't learn how to forgive one another. We preach about forgiveness. We expect other people to love, but we ourselves had not loved nor forgive as the Lord had loved and forgiven us. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, that is why there's one popular saying that to revenge is human and to forgive is divine. It's so easy to seek vengeance. It's so easy to reach for an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. It's so easy to turn to retributive justice right away when someone have wronged us. Huh? We preach much about love, but when was the last time we turned the other cheek? When was the last time we pray for our accusers? When was the last time we pray and intercede for those who have wronged us? My brothers and sisters, this is where true love truly comes in, when we learn how to forgive our neighbor's injustice, so that when we pray for them in front of the Lord knows deep within our heart, it's not only about us, it's not only for us, but for the good of all. To truly love is to will the good of the other person. Even when that person hurt us, even when that person have never responded to our love, even if that person seemed to be cold on the outside, what does this mean to truly love if it doesn't involve forgiveness? What does it mean to truly love if love is only for the people that are like-minded like us, the people that are really according to what we like them to be, or expect them to be, or demand them to be? If that is the case, then we only love ourselves, then we only love the things that pleases us, but we have never really taken the time to grow into what the Lord have asked us to be. St. Paul, in the second reading today from his letter to the Romans, remind us very clearly, my brothers and sisters, that none of us live for ourselves and no one dies for oneself. If we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. My brothers and sisters, because the Lord is our everything, and the Lord has been betrayed, forgotten, abandoned, and ignored by his own people, his own disciples, the people that he came to save. He understood, he knows what it means to be harbored, to be treated with hatred, with misunderstanding. But he still forgive his captors, the one who mistreated him, the one who hung him on the cross. He intercede and pray for them. So therefore, in our own lives too, we need to be Christ for one another by how we choose to forgive. True love is the willing of the good of the other person, and it begins with how we pray for the other person, begin with how we pray for ourselves, that we slowly let go of the hatred or of the things that are eating us alive. And perhaps even when the relationship never go back to the way it was, it's perfectly okay. It's perfectly okay to pray that the Lord is working in the other person just as He is working in us. Lord, help us. Help me to truly forgive not only one time, not only seven times, but 77 times, so that in my own daily prayer, in my own journey of faith, I learned how to forgive, I learned to intercede, and I learned to pray and embrace everyone just that you have forgiven, love, embrace, and continue to shine your light of grace upon me when I was unworthy of your love. My brothers and sisters, we love much when we forgive much, and we love little when we only speak about love but never practice it. Our society speaks much about love and tolerance, but it is so intolerant right now because it doesn't put into practice what it preaches. We need Christians who dare to live well what they truly believe by loving God and by loving our neighbor. Perhaps most important of all, by how we forgive our neighbors when they have failed. Whether the relationship is good or not, I invite you today. And I end my homily asking you to pray to forgive deep within your heart those whom have wronged you. And perhaps if we are still struggling, pray for the gift of learning how to slowly let go and one day reach that loving forgiveness just like the Lord had lovingly forgiven us.